Benson Garden Club, written by Liz Harrison. The club's programme of talks begins on the 1st of October, when we will have Gillian Taylor coming to speak to us on More Colour, Less Work, Fact or Fiction. Gillian will examine how we can make our gardens more sustainable in terms of labour, water and nutrition, while still providing beauty, colour, structure and insect-friendly plants. Gillian is an experienced horticultural writer, speaker and plantswoman. Among other things, she is a member of an RHS Trials Forum, an International Rose Trials Judge and a liveryman in the Worshipful Company of Gardeners. Benson Garden Club was formed in 1995 and is a thriving club with over 100 members. This year's membership subscriptions are due on the 1st of October 2026, so now is an ideal time to join. Membership is £15 a year, which gives access to discounted fees for the speaker meetings and a range of garden visits in the summer. Separate prices apply for these. For Gillian's talk, the price for members is £2 and £5 for visitors. Prices vary according to the speaker, but we will always inform you in advance. Our speaker meetings cover a diverse range of topics, allowing you to find inspiration and new ideas, chat to like-minded gardeners, but also to ask speakers for their professional guidance on how to resolve your own thorny problems, no pun intended. Here are a few things we have learned from last year's programme, along with some useful tips. Prune non-rambling roses during their dormancy, which occurs in January-February, to help avoid disrupting active growth. And that's from Lucy Ponsford on Frost in the Garden, Should You Worry About Pruning? Be wary of plant gifts when prefaced with the phrase, "Oh, have one of these, I have loads of them." A potential indicator that the plant has weed-like tendencies. From Chris Beardshaw on Painting with Plants. An unusual but highly effective planting combination for a shady garden is wild garlic with Tiarella cordifolia, which will create a mass of frothy flowers. From Catherine Woods on Shady Characters, Plants for a Woodland Garden. To encourage wildlife, leave winter stalks standing, keep leaf litter under plants, and never till garden beds in winter. Turning over the soil may inadvertently block the bees' exit holes. From Guy Deakins on Sexy Pollinators. If you buy plants in choir pots, take them out of the pot and plant them directly into the ground, as it can take as long as 4 years for the choir to break down, restricting root spread in the meantime. From Sam Mallett on Small Gardens. Our talks from October to April generally last 60 to 75 minutes, and the 2026-27 programme has once again been curated to accommodate a wide range of interests. We meet on the first Thursday in the month at Benton Parish Hall. There is parking on site with bays for disabled parking and a ramp for wheelchair access if needed. Doors open at 7:15 p.m. for refreshments, with most people arriving around 7:30 p.m. to socialise and have tea or coffee before the meeting starts at 7:45 p.m. Once spring is firmly underway, we are out and about visiting gardens from May to September. More information about the club and how to join as a member can be found on our website, bentongardeningclub.weebly.com, or feel free to email bentongardeningclub@gmail.com.